Here's an interesting story for you.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Griselda Blanco?
No.
Did you ever see Get Shorty?
No.
The TV show? You know, they have a character that is supposed to be Griselda Blanco. So Griselda Blanco is sort of the female Scarface. She's known as the most murderous Colombian drug lord of all time.
Mm-hmm.
She killed 250 people. Her first kill was when she was 11 years old.
Say hello to my little friend.
All right. So she's known as a terrible person, obviously, but kind of a badass in the world of drug kingpin world. She's like the godmother of drugs. She's the first person to put hitmen on the back of motorcycles so they can kill and flee at the same time.
Brilliant.
She's also the first woman and the first person really in the world of drugs to use women as drug mules. She realized that, you know, men are obvious, like they're going to see men coming a mile away, a woman they'd never suspect. So she created all of this like weird lingerie so that they can hide stuff like under their boobs, in weird places, and you know what I mean? Like places in their bodies.
Right.
And they'd never be searched. So of all people, Jennifer Lopez has decided that she is going to direct and play her in a new biopic.
That's good casting.
Yeah, I think it's good casting. It depends which J-Lo you're getting. If you're getting Hustlers J-Lo, yeah, great casting. Amazing. She was so good in that. If you're getting Geely J-Lo, then, I mean, if that is an insult to injury, like this woman is a horrible, murderous... Oh, she also killed three of her husbands, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, she's like a total Black Widow. I don't know. Like, which J-Lo are we getting is really the question.
A better person for that role would be that the girl from Modern Family.
Oh, yeah. Sofia Vergara.
She would be good.
She's a little too hot. I sort of buried the lead. One thing that Griselda Blanco was really into was orgies.
Right.
Yeah, she was into orgies, and she was into, like, people getting naked at gunpoint, and she would force them to have sex. So there's going to be a lot of sex in this movie. So in that way, maybe Jennifer Lopez, although she's a little too goody-two-shoes, you know, for this. I'm thinking somebody just a little grittier, you know, like a Selma Hayek or somebody that could really, like, you know, play the heck out of this role.
Is this going to be on ID Channel? Because that's the only thing you care about.
Yeah, if it's not ID Channel, I'm not going to see it anyway. That's true. But no, I think this is meant for the actual movies. Like, they want you to pay for a ticket and sit and eat popcorn and sit next to your friend.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I don't think movies are actually going to be made anymore unless they go to Netflix. That's the only time I watch movie is when it's on Netflix.
I know there's a new horror film coming out with Kevin Bacon and Amanda Seyfried, and it's by Blumhouse. You know, the Blumhouse is a company that does every good movie that we love, like all the best horror films, like Insidious, like they do all the good stuff. So they have this new movie coming out with Kevin Bacon and Amanda Seyfried from where? Mean Girls. Thank you. And it looks great. But I don't think it's going to be in the movies because it comes out like next week.
Yeah, it's going to Netflix.
I think it's going to Apple. I think if you have Apple TV, it's going to be on Apple TV. So that's the thing now. It's like no one's going to be going to the movie theaters.
Yeah, it's going to have to hit Apple, Amazon, Netflix, or HBO Max. It's going to have to hit something like that for people to actually watch a movie anymore.
I'm not too upset about that because I go to movies with my parents a lot. I used to go with my grandparents. Oh, my God, the sex scenes. I would cringe sitting next to my parents or my grandparents in a sex scene. That was so uncomfortable.